Good morning, everybody. Excuse me, I'm Larry Jacobs. Well, I'm scratchy. Hold on. Good Lord. I didn't realize that was there. Hey, let's start over again. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is K-12 Education Talk Radio. Okay, on October 26, 2022. This is a show with IZIT, our good friends over at IZIT.org, I-Z-Z-I-T. They have great resources in social studies and civics and all kinds of stuff. I invite every teacher to go over there and check it out at IZIT.org. But they also have all kinds of great stuff now in career or technical ed. Okay, CTE, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So today, I'm going to bring them on right now. We've got our good friends from IZIT, Susan Gable and Dean Graziano. Okay, let me say hello, Susan. Say hello.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? Besides I'm fine, scratchy and coughing.
I was for some reason. I'm fine now. Thank you for noticing, I guess, although that was pretty hard not to notice. Good morning, Dean. Dean?
Huh.
Dean?
Now,
is he
there? Told me he
got
was...
him.
Did he get unmuted?
He says he's connected, but he's not. So we will move on from Dean. I hope everything's all right over there. Dean Graziano.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean, I think your phone's
on
mute. Okay. See what's going on over there. I'm going to speak a little quickly right now because I want to get to our very special guest today. Cam, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Larry Jacobs. Call me Larry Kim, and I'm originally a fellow Pennsylvanian. And Kim, I got to tell you this, Kim, this made me I enjoyed this. Okay, Kim Coslo is a cosmopolitan teacher at the Susquehanna Career Tech Ed Center in Springville, PA, and she's also president. Congratulations, Madam President, of the Pennsylvania Association. You're welcome, of Career and Technical Education, and I think that's great that you take the time out of your job to do this. That's so helpful to so many people to be the president of the association. Good morning, Dean. I hear you there. Okay.
Good morning, Larry. I don't know what happened, but it dropped. So.
Well, it's that Fisher Price cell phone you have. Don't even worry about it.
Sure is.
Okay,
good
no
morning,
problem.
Susan and Kim.
Good morning.
Dean's the vice president over at IZIT.org. All right, but let me get back to Kim because she has to go teach a class in 15 minutes. So I want to spend some time with her. Okay, Kim, I just got to tell you, I have been up in your area in Springville, which is near Scranton, so many times in my life. My in-laws, okay, owned a summer home in Lazyville and near Towanda, right off Route 6.
Okay? Yes, not far from us.
I know. You're right close to Binghamton, New York. I'll put this in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Okay, so I'll tell people all that. Before we get into the CTE stuff, just brag about your school. Tell everybody what it's like, real quick, to be a cosmopolitan team. I can't talk today. And what's going on? A cosmetology teacher, okay? And tell us about your school, the EdTech Center in Springville.
You got it. We are the best school around. I will brag
there you
about
go.
Us. I'm
no
a
need
big
to go
advocate.
Further. Thank you all very much. No, just kidding. You
That's
go ahead.
It. I'm a big advocate for CTE education.
Yeah,
I've been
too.
Teaching here. For 18 years, I teach cosmetology. I'm also the lead teacher here, and I'm also, as you mentioned, the president of the Pennsylvania Association for Career and Technical Education.
That's great.
I love my job. I love what I do. I love changing students and giving them the passion to look forward to a career that we have the opportunity for them to learn. I think CTE sometimes gets a bad rap, and that's what kind of one of my goals is as president, is to change that so that people understand the value of an education in the trade areas. There's like a need for
Absolutely.
It right now. And we are, all of our teachers in CTE are passionate about what we do. We all come from business and industry. We all have a history in the trade area that we teach. So we have that business background as well. A lot of us have been business owners, have worked for big companies, and now we're bringing that expertise to the classroom. So it really is truly hands-on learning.
Absolutely it is. I'm a big advocate of CTE. I think it's incredibly important to open thousands of doors of opportunity for kids.
Yes.
All right? And,
yes.
And I have to say something. We always talk about college and career ready, but I keep saying we have to drop the college part. Okay? That all we have to do is make them career ready. Okay?
Exactly.
If they want to go to college for their career, I think that's great. they want to go to community college, that's great. If they want to get into a trade, that's great. And by the way, if you know anybody who wants to be a plumber and come up to Maine and work on my house, get me their number. Okay?
Yes, we have some excellent plumbers here. But no, I agree with you 100%. We need to change the mindset. It's career ready. Whatever path that leads you to that career, whether it is college, whether it's a trade school, and some people change. We have adult programs here as well. So they change their mind. Maybe they started out doing something and realized, hey, this isn't for me. I'm going to go back and learn a skill. And I have countless friends who are academic teachers who said, at least you have something to fall back on. I can't do anything in the summer.
Exactly.
Nobody wants,
thank
you know.
You.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lifelong skill that we are teaching here.
And give me in 2 minutes, I just want to go into this, okay? Mm-hmm. How did you become a cosmopolitan teacher? Did you go to college for that, or were you a cosmetologist and took the job as
a teacher?
Yes,
I did end up going back to college, but I did the reverse. So I started out as a cosmetologist. I have my cosmetology teacher's license, but I didn't use it right away. I worked in a salon. I owned my own salon for 10 years. And then I decided, hey, you know what, I want to try teaching. So I was actually a substitute teacher in a career center, the career center that I graduated from. I was a substitute teacher for a year, and I thought, hey, this isn't bad. So I decided I applied for my position where I'm at now in my school, and I did receive the full-time position. So this is my 18th year teaching. But I love what I do.
And we thank you.
I love what I do.
I'll say what I usually reserve for the armed forces. Thank you for your service. Okay,
thank
what you do
you.
Is really
thank
important.
You
know? So was the guys and the gals in the armed forces. I want to ask you something. I want to get into this before you have to go. And I know you have to go at 9:15. Okay? And by the way, Kim, I'm going to get in touch with you. I want you to come back on the show probably in December and talk about being a cosmetology. Well, and I'll also learn to pronounce it by then.
Yes, I will teach you how to pronounce it, and I would love to tell you more about it.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Very good. Dean has been working like a wild man to create a career and CTE competency-based curriculum, okay? And then
He's doing amazing.
And then at this is, well, again, everybody at isit.org. And then he came up with the idea of something he calls, is it here? Just put quotes about that. Is it here, H-E-R-E, okay? It's a mobile classroom, okay?
It is.
So,
and I had the opportunity of experiencing it, and it is awesome.
I wasn't sure
what to expect when he came out here, and I'm thinking, but he's never even going to find our school because we are in a rural area. I'm thinking he's never going to find us, but he did. He did, and he showed up here, and my students were able to tour the mobile classroom, and it's amazing. And we talked about all of the advantages that it has for students who are currently enrolled and for students who have no idea what CTE is even all about. So I don't know if you have specific questions for me or if you just want me to talk about it.
Just give me your thoughts on the Is It Here mobile classroom. And by the way, I have to ask, Dean lives in New Hampshire. Does it have a New Hampshire license plate, Dean?
As a matter of fact, Larry, it does. It's
the
second vehicle, as you recall, in my former job at the Department of Ed in New Hampshire. I came up with the idea using Perkins money. We had mobile access to possibilities. So a mobile classroom up here in New Hampshire really helps the geographical disparity. And that was kind of the mindset. The difference is we now have a curriculum I didn't have in place or written.
Exactly. We're going to talk about
at
that.
The DOE. And then COVID hit. So, but Kim is very kind. I will say one thing real quick, Kim, to interrupt. She had, it was like 20-plus students, and they were absolutely amazingly well-behaved. They had questions. They got excited about, you know, you can be watching a salon or a major school or something in cosmetology and then go get interviewed in the back. And the kids are doing selfies. And they were just an amazing group of students. So compliments and kudos to you for being not just a powerful teacher. They love you. But also having that classroom management, Kim. It was outstanding to see as a teacher since 1985.
Yeah, nice.
I was surprised at how many wanted to drive the bus. That surprised me.
And Kim, next time you see the bus, go out and look at our license plate in New Hampshire, because although I'm in Maine now, my kids grew up in New Hampshire, and it's the only license plate with a death threat. It says live free or die, so I just want you to know that.
Well, we do have a CDL program here. So I told them if they were interested in driving the bus, they'd have to take the CDL program as
there
well.
You go. There you go. Good
there
teacher.
You go.
That's excellent. Hey, you know, the other thing, and I know you got to go, which is why I'm kind of racing through this. We're going to have a bigger and deeper conversation someday in December. Okay, I'll write you today. But I'm curious. Dean has put together, and I think this is really important. I know New Hampshire is really into this. We have a mutual friend named Fred Vermonti, right, Dean? Okay, who just loves
absolutely.
This
yeah.
He's going to be on the show next week or the week after, whenever it is. And, okay, so Fred's coming on. It's a competency-based curriculum. All right. And did you have a chance to look at that, Kim, at all?
Yes. And I want to share, first of all, I just want to give you my thoughts on it, and then you can ask me
please.
Some questions. But what I took away from it was the positive impact that it has on the trade areas and the skills. Sometimes CTE gets a negative vibe to it, and that we have to change. We have to work on changing that. And I feel that this mobile CTE lab, even though it's a bus, I want to refer to it as a lab because it can do so many things, has a positive impact. And it promotes it in a positive way. And it's the best thing about it, it's twofold. So for students that have no idea what CTE is, what education is out there in the careers, it's easy for hard-to-reach students. We can't go to every school. We can't go to the elementary schools. We can't go to the middle schools. I mean, we have 7 sending schools here, and it's hard to get. Sometimes they'll come in and bring their students on tours, but we're not reaching every student. The bus would be able to eliminate that problem because it can go to all of the schools, and it can have all of the students available to see it, and it's an option for them. And it would kind of even just explain to students what CTE is. So it kind of takes that pressure off of us of trying to reach as many students as possible. This can reach them in one day more than we can reach in a year. So I really like that. Especially with the younger students, it's never too early for them to start thinking about a career. You know, sometimes they grow up thinking about, like, doctors and lawyers and teachers, but they don't think about the plumbers and the welders and the different areas that are available.
You're right.
And then for the students that are already enrolled, it brings what we like to call value-added lessons, your financial literacy, which is provided, the soft skills, such as the interview skills, writing a resume, even doing something as simple as an email. Some students don't even know how to write an email.
I'm going to tell you something I learned years ago. A guy in Ohio, I quote him all the time, okay? And he was responsible for getting high school kids jobs, okay? And what he said, I'll never forget this, he said kids are always hired for their hard skills, and invariably they are fired because of their lack of soft skills. Okay.
I agree with him. These
are not soft skills. They're just life skills and interpersonal skills. Okay, they're not
Larry,
soft. Okay, and they're really important.
Larry,
yeah,
it's Kim. It's called Workforce Innovation Now, and I think Kim and both of you hit the nail on the head with it's not a CTE syllabus. If you think about it, the financial literacy could be for a student going to high school and beyond. The employability skills, well, everyone needs to write a resume. So while it's focused first on CTE, this is for a kid that, you know, if you talk about employability and work-based learning, the kid that might be an AP bio wants to be a vet, he can go or she can go through that program. It's not just for CTE. It lends itself right now for that, but the syllabus should be really across the board for any student because these are, as Kim said, it's career ready, not college and career ready. So,
exactly.
Thank you for that.
And I stress that to my students. You can have the best technical hands-on skills, but you might not have the customers because of your soft skills. If you don't know how to communicate, if you don't know how to be a team player in the workforce, if you don't know how to make collaborative decisions with your coworkers, these are all things that you need to know. And I'll talk about how many times have you gone into a store and someone's on their cell phone. Like, how does that look to you? How does that make you feel? So it's things that we discuss.
That's right.
It's nice because we have our core curriculum. Each teacher, each program area has a core curriculum, has a program of study. But this is what I like to say is the value added. So this is what they need to succeed. We teach them the skills that they need in the workforce, but in order to succeed in the workforce, you need a combination. You need these soft skills. You need the financial literacy. You need to know how to balance a checkbook. These are skills that get lost somehow they get lost in the shuffle. And I just think that in order to prepare our students for a successful future, it's our responsibility to bring them these skills. And this is it.
Here,
it's
here.
Like a tremendous opportunity to help us, to help everyone be successful.
It really is. And Kim, you and I know you got to go, but we're going to do a lot more together. Okay. One
I would love
I
to.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in touch with you today, but one of the questions I have to ask you, are there any young men in cosmetology?
Yes, we do have men and women in the program area. We are, you know, a diverse population, I like to refer to us as.
I love that. Gentlemen, if you want to have no trouble getting a prom date, talk to Ms. Coslow.
That's right, and they always have the best hair.
Yeah.
But sometimes they will go on to pursue, and that's the other thing, too. Like, we have, so if they come into the program, you don't necessarily just have to do cosmetology. You can do a specialized trade area like a nail tech or an esthetician. You can go into barbering. It's a separate license, but some of our hours will transfer over into a barbering course. You can go on to, like, a medical career. Dermatology has its base
Absolutely.
In aesthetics.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's a lot. We talk about, like, career opportunities available, and it's an excellent, excellent opportunity. So I can go on and on for hours.
I was thinking of this morning, you know, because I'm an old movie buff, and you look at all the great makeup artists in the history mm-hmm. of Hollywood, they were all men. They're all men, every one of them.
Yep. Yep, and especially now with Halloween coming up, fantasy makeup and the theatrical makeup is big right now.
You're there. Okay. Kim, you're going to go teach a good class today, okay? I'm going to get in touch
so
and we'll
much.
Do a whole show together. Okay?
Yeah.
You're
all right. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for joining the opportunity. Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll play Hail to the Chief as you leave.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Susan, Jean, she's terrific, huh?
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. I was, like I said, she was not kidding. Driving, I was leading with Nav in my SUV, and our driver, Brian, was behind me, and he was 10 feet, and there was no bars, and he's flipping lights off. It's a tough area to try and locate, but at the end of the day, they have a beautiful school. Minute I literally met Kim, we started talking. I had already sent her the draft of the syllabus, kind of said what I wanted to do. And then we gave her and the students a tour. She immediately reached out to others in the state, said, you got to see this. This is a really cool idea.
Yeah.
So to have someone who is so serious about teaching, step one, you know me, Larry.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Very important. Step two, she's the new PACT president.
Yeah.
That's huge. And the second we started talking, it's what we've all been hitting upon. I agree. It's career readiness. If I go in the military, if I go into college, in the program I did here in New Hampshire, Earn and Learn, and you go 6 months working at Albany Safad, and then they pay your tuition, that's the way through community college and things of that nature. So it's career readiness, and this syllabus will do that. It lends itself as, because as she mentioned, the skills that, you know, I'm an HVAC guy or woman, and I need to understand the importance of credit. I have to go get a van and tools, et cetera, cosmetology. So the competency-based stuff with Fred, a very dear friend, I'm on a committee with him up here in New Hampshire, but the competency-based is huge because it shows mastery. It isn't about class time for those that are listening. And I tried to put together a syllabus that had what I would say is the trifecta, and that is, I call them the literacies. Financial and health, civic, because that's part of the ACTE's 12 standards, knowing regulations, the laws, and digital literacy. Then there's employability. We have a mock interview, a customer service kind of a job description with a judge's sheet, the top 25 interview skills by Forbes, resume writing, cover letter. And then the most unique piece, and we even give you a guide to do it, in 2015, I was a work-based learning person up here in New Hampshire, and I put together what's called the Work-Based Learning Group. And that's the key, is schools don't talk to the community of their needs, help us. And you can't believe what I got to achieve just in Rochester and in the state. And that's building
Rochester, New Hampshire.
Communities, skills,
yeah.
And then New Hampshire overall. But the businesses with the community, the schools and the students is together. And that's the way it's got to be. And imagine not just I need time and resources, but I need a place for networking for students that might be in
secluded, like say, for example, Springville, having these connections come in and do a guest cut for say Kim's class or an HVAC. We had Loudon, the NASCAR, come in for automotive. You know how many kids got signed up for automotive tech?
Oh, yeah.
You know, with that, when they see a NASCAR driver. So what this does is not just promote the CT. It's the conduit to getting, as you said, to the younger grades. Districts have budget concerns right now with gas being so high. I mean, this can bring CT. She could showcase her students. In the summer, she could do a cut-a-thon for muscular. I mean, there's the possibilities are endless. We haven't even really tapped into it. But what it does is it gives one thing. It levels the playing field for students to hear, see, and expect. That was really the impetus behind both the curriculum and the RV. Is it here?
And so let me ask you this, okay? Your curriculum, everybody, again, I want to say it's at izzit.org. Okay, and I just want to say, okay, Dean, where is the bus now? Okay, your traveling mobile classroom.
Okay, so
get in touch with you and get it to their school? Just talk about the mechanics of this.
All right, well, all right. So everyone hears the grant that we got that I applied for, and we got half of the bus up front with one grant, and that was set for 27 career tech ed centers in western and southern Pennsylvania. So
cool.
In essence, Kim's school, Susquehanna County Career Tech Ed, is not part of the grant, but she said, could you come show it? Absolutely. So we weren't in the grant, but we went and showed it. We will be showcasing in Pennsylvania because that's where it's parked. It's in Erie. Right now, our headquarters.
Near Susan, okay.
And goes and
visits
those 27 schools, Larry. But the key piece is, while Iowa may call or hear this, Massachusetts may hear it, while we don't have Is It Here in that particular state, but they have the curriculum that the Is It Here is giving out. And right now we're piloting it in Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Texas. And
oh, nice.
Our goal is January 2nd or 3rd, whatever the Monday is, that curriculum will have gotten back to me by the end of December. I will take all feedback, tweak the best I can, and then it is going out. I will be at the ACTE conference the end of November, pictures of Is It Here, but we have the curriculum. We'll have the draft curriculum that people can take a look at. They will have the work-based learning guide to show how you can leverage the power of community partnerships. The bus is the best vehicle right now to get the message out, but it may not be able to get – I mean, I'd love to have 50 buses down the road. And she said, bus, it's really the renovated RVs. I would love to have those in all 50 states. Right now, I want to do it right. We've done it in New Hampshire. Like I said in a previous job, they're just really picking up because it came about when COVID hit. So it was really parked, unfortunately. And now they're doing some amazing things. I would love to see, and I will give the secret sauce on how to get Perkins money to do it, to anyone that calls visit.org and help them at the state and then the federal level get one of these. But for now, it's only in Pennsylvania, but the bigger picture is the syllabus that will be going with it, as Kim mentioned. I put a lot of time into it. I have a great team that tore it apart, tweaked it, said here it is really a combination of video-based learning, some of Is It, and other materials. It is not just Is It. We've got a Florida Pacific University has the most amazing career assessment tool. It's free and open. You don't need permission. So it's not just Is It driven. This is a way I step back and said, how can we help teachers? Great point that Kim made as well is your career tech ed teachers are experts in automotive, cosmetology, HVAC, right? Engineering, woodworking. They're not usually more often than not the traditional teacher pathway. So this isn't an insult to them. It's just a turnkey way in which while they do an alternative path to get their education, we're trying to provide a really well-written, I hope, with Susan editing it and fixing it, but a really great way to say we've covered all the touch points from those 12 standards or statements that ACTE said. And about 3 years ago, Larry, they had a focus group and ACTE, and they said, these 12 statements, this is what would encompass or make a really great classroom, and that was it. All I did is take the baton and add the competencies, which, as I mentioned, financial health, literacy, civic, digital literacy, career pathways, or work-based learning. I have employability and ethics. How many times have you heard ethics in the workplace? So those are things that are not just important to me, but should be important. Great statement. Integrity is doing something right when no one's looking. And I want the kids to start learning that at even an earlier age. So they are starting to do the right things. Your name's on something. You give a bill, you better be accurate. Those are the kinds of skills that I don't want to say kids are missing, but I want to make sure they're being reinforced.
You know, that was good, Dean. Okay, you covered a lot in there, man. That's really cool. Everybody get in touch with Izzet. You can just go to Izzet. Again, I want to say this, IZZIT.org. Okay, and they will help you, and maybe we can get the mobile classroom, the Is It Here, which is a cute name, by the way, the Is It Here, okay, mobile classroom to you, but right now it's in Pennsylvania, okay? But it's coming your way, and yeah, like Dean said, call him. You can get a Perkins. He can lead you to maybe applying for a Perkins grant to get the money to make all this happen. Was that a good way to say it, Dean?
The thing is, it had never been done. So like 3 years ago, we called the United States Department of Ed, and I was in the office in Concord, and they're like, what? What do you want to do? And I'm like, well, Perkins 5 allows us to have money to go down into the lower grades. This is the greatest way to do it. And I'll be honest with you, there was a little expletive in there like, holy shit, that's been done. And sure enough, we got $160,000 from the U.S. Perkins. To
great.
Put this together. So the secret sauce is done. I have no problem. I think the one thing that has got to be reinforced is everything as it does is free. There's no cost. And if I've done something in another life that can help impact student learning, Susan has been a former teacher for over 10 years. She's the same way. I've seen her do things with customer service calls that have nothing to do with us. And then that's what it's about. It's making a real big change impacting student learning.
Right. You guys are terrific with that kind of stuff, and I encourage people to give you a call and all that stuff. It's really great stuff, I got to tell you. Susan, Dean made a note here, sent this to me. It's called, by the way, the Workforce Innovation Now curriculum that Dean created. Okay, it's all got all the ACTE standards in there, et cetera. Okay, and it also builds, if I might say, career readiness in terms of the interpersonal skills you might need. Okay, we got to talk about that. But, Susan, in this curriculum, Dean said there are several other IZZIT.org products, okay? I don't know if Dean covered
right.
that or not. Okay, what's there?
Right. Well, as he said, you know, there's a number of video-based products that we offer at no cost, obviously. But trying to make these well-rounded students, not even just well-rounded students, we want them to become well-rounded people, right, in
right,
society,
right, right,
well-rounded
right.
citizens, well-rounded people in your community. So a number of the things Dean did mention, financial literacy, and we have our video on financial literacy. So again, that gives the teacher who maybe doesn't have a financial background
Good
the
point.
Ability to, you know, teach those to their students. Another one that Dean sort of, he mentioned he has a part on ethics. Well, we have a video called Morality in the Marketplace, right? Again, so who wins? Well, in the long run, the people who are providing great services to their customers, people who are behaving in an ethical and moral manner. There you go. And one of the new ones that's in here, we just released this, Larry, and it's a really fabulous piece. It's called Student Loans, Do the Math.
Wow.
And
it
really does explore career pathways. Like, okay, so it's about student loans, obviously, but it does talk about, well, you could, instead of taking out all these student loans, what are other options? Well, you could go into the military and potentially use the GI Bill to fund your education. You could go to a community college. You could, you know, but if you're going to take out student loans, how do you approach that as well?
That's
you
right.
do the math. Like, you figure out what's your ROI going to be? How are you going to, you know, are you, and choose the best path for you. As Kim said, you know, really, we've hammered for years this whole high school to college, and how many high schools are judged on their college placement
exactly.
rates, right?
Exactly.
And that
yeah.
and that's not cool because we
that
do
is
need
not
the
right.
plumber,
I
the electrician,
agree with you more. I couldn't
all
agree
of
with
that.
You more.
We're in trouble right now in this country with the lack of those trade area
absolutely.
Trained people. So we really do need that. So we have a good number of Is It videos here embedded into the curriculum, as I said, to give the teachers that support to teach all these other skills as well.
Yeah, it's what you guys are doing and what we're talking about here with the CTE. I mean, it's just so important these days. And somehow in education, K-12 education, we have let this lag, okay, regarding CTE. And over the last few years, it has really come to the forefront that we have let this lag, and CTE has become more and more popular. And I have to say something else. Okay, there's nothing wrong, and you guys know this, with going to college. Okay,
absolutely.
But I love what you said about the loans. You know, that's one of the things I'm talking about with the reimbursement, the payback of student loans that President Biden just passed. Okay, and one of the things, the argument is, well, when these kids signed up for the student loans, they had no idea what they were getting into. Okay, and that's why I love your idea of student loans, know what we're getting into.
Okay? Exactly.
Before
we have right. There's a whole thing in the video about that talks about, okay, well, so, you know, okay, well, you've paused your payments. Oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? Well, do you understand how compounding interest works?
Yeah, exactly.
If you understand how compounding interest works, you're going to think twice or hopefully three times about going, well, you know, maybe I should keep making the payments because, you know.
Right,
that
and I'll tell you something else.
I've
got to say this, Dean. One of my pet peeves out there is the cost of college tuition. And one of the reasons it has raised so high is because the lenders will loan you whatever. Okay?
Right.
They will put you into debt up to your tuchus, if I may. It has resulted in no price controls on college education.
Yep.
And it is disgraceful what has happened. Go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry. I had a rant on that one. Go ahead.
That's okay. Then you had like the Naviance that were pushing kids to do forbearance. It's a mess. But I think the stuff that comes about from just the video is as we're putting together like the guides and stuff for teachers, and that again goes across the board. I mean, I'd love to see this showed at every FAFSA night in January, February, when school counselors are saying, because the people that are there because their kids are in college, right? Hence a FAFSA, the financial aid situation.
Yeah,
the other
right.
thing that people think about is, you know, and I'm looking at a career, it goes both ways. HVAC, you know, it's a Learjet. For the next 20 years, it's like all-time high. The need is there. If you look at what the cable is, and I think that's the thing I'd love students to hear, that this message that resonates is research a little bit. You know, I love that it's not a knock on colleges. Oh, coming undeclared, sure, take 5.5 years, you pay another year and a half. And it's not saying that every kid has the plan, I'm going to be a history major and I'll graduate in 4 years. But, you know, isn't it funny that, oh, come on in undeclared and take a little of this and that, and then you've got a six-year bill? I think there needs to be a little bit more planning, as Kim had mentioned and others. Larry, we've talked on this in other podcasts. Just kind of think the plan. Start thinking about it at an earlier age. Look at DOL projections if you're in CT. If I'm going to take cosmetology and I'm looking at the need that they have for the next 5-7 years, I might have to go get that barber license at X amount of money to add more to my portfolio, what I'm worth, right, what I can demand. But that's the stuff that it's just a blind, okay. I really hope that the student loans and some of the supporting pieces that come back at the end of the day is just that. What Susan's saying is at least have a plan of action. Think about consequences. If you quit, if you go and party and you just don't do the right things, 6 months and one day, that bill comes due whether you graduate or not.
That's right.
Those are the things that I really want to make sure that, and I guess the key word is consequences. There are consequences to your actions. Consequences, my kid, for example, went to college, but say he didn't. And the student debt, I don't want to pick sides on that, but you also have to have the consequences of when you sign something, you're responsible for it.
Isn't
that a skill you want to have kids? So I'm not trying to pick sides, Republican. The bottom line is these are things. Consequences happen with your actions. And I think I just want kids to think. I want teachers to kind of implore. There are things that you have to think about for the long term. We need to start in the classroom showing kids that, you know, you can make actions that can hit you right away. They might hit you till later when it might even be worse. But as Susan said, this is just a great video to show you what can and can't happen. It's got real people in it that are talking about that got burned with student loans, taking a career that did not pan out for them. And that happens. That's going to happen. We're not saying that can't. But I mean, Susan hit the other piece too, and she
yeah,
did
you gotta
a
have
lot
the knowledge.
Of work.
You got to have the understanding. If it happens, it happens. But you got to have the understanding of what the hell you might get into. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. For,
I
right.
think it's
for
great you guys
standards
put together.
From CTE, talk about civics, like being a contributing citizen, your impact to the community, knowing the laws. So we've infused the civics fundamentals. The teacher could assign that on the students as homework, do 20 videos a week or something. So, and I'll let Susan jump in, but she was really big on putting together the civics fundamentals. It was a lot of work. So I'll let her jump in on that.
Right. We've got about 3 minutes left, Susan. But before I say that, I want to make sure everybody understands this. By the way, that was my friend Dean Nick Graziano not taking sides a minute ago. That was a joke. Okay. All right. Now, okay.
That's right. Well,
yeah, there you go. That was a great, great. Wait a minute. Okay, is it .org? Not only is it CTE, but we've done so many shows on civics and social studies, and it is
right.
election time. We're 2 weeks away. Take it away, Susan.
All right. So our other platform is civicsfundamentals.org
right.
is where they can find this online civics class that is based off the naturalization and immigration test for citizenship. So, you know, it really covers the basics of how our government works or how our government was originally designed to work anyway. Not that I'm saying it's maybe not working, but, you know, you have to understand that as well, right? I mean, if you're going into a career of having your own business, and let's face it, many folks who take that CTE path eventually do end up running their own business, you need to understand how these things work and you know, regulations that you need to comply with and all that sort of thing. So we did include that as well. And again, I encourage your listeners to check that site out as well. Again, absolutely free that they can go ahead and use that with their
great.
Students.
Terrific. We covered a lot today, guys. Thank you both so much. Okay, just terrific. And you're doing great stuff. Okay, so it's all everybody. Everything's at isit.org, I-Z-Z-I-T. .org, and you got two great people here, Dean Graziano and Susan Gable. And by the way, I looked, and our buddy Fred Bramante is coming on the show on November 10th. Okay, Dean, I'll send it to
I
you when we're done.
I just saw him yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw him yesterday talk about a new project, he and our spirit. Well, he did it. He just asked me to help push things through. So he's a
did
great,
say hello
great,
to
great,
you
from great,
me?
Great
did he tell you that we talked? Did he tell you that we talked?
Yes, he did. He said, Larry said, hey. I started laughing, so... I go, really, I'm on it. I met him yesterday to
yeah.
go over the workshops
yeah.
that we're doing. I said, I'll see him tomorrow. And he started laughing. So, Larry, as always, it is a pleasure. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. You guys are terrific. Okay, both of you. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, this is a
thanks,
good one.
Larry.
Thank
have a great
you so
take
much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Guys. Bye-bye. Okay, isit.org. How many times do I have to say that? Two Z's, isit.org. Okay, this is really cool stuff. Big in civics, big in social studies, and now getting huge in CTE, which I just love. Okay, we're going to archive, and please check out everything we do over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.